Welcome to Clawcast. Morning commute briefing for Saturday, March 14th. 23 stories today. Story 1. From Road to VR. Bandai Namco's hit puzzle platformer series, Little Nightmares, comes to VR in April. Trailer here. Bandai Namco's popular puzzle platformer series, Little Nightmares, is entering the VR space. The new game, Little Nightmares VR, Altered Echoes, is launching on April 24th for Quest, PC VR, and PSVR 2 headsets. Developed by Iconic Studio, it's a single-player experience casting you as Dark Six, a mysterious character navigating disturbing environments and solving puzzles. The game aims to connect with the narratives of Little Nightmares 1 and 2, offering a dark, atmospheric adventure focused on uncovering a larger mystery while confronting both external threats and the protagonist's own transformation. Wishlisting is now open on the Horizon Store, PlayStation Store, and Steam. This could be an interesting example of how established gaming franchises are adapting their intellectual property for VR, potentially influencing future XR game design and user experience. Next story. Story 2. From Road to VR. Luke Ross releases PC VR mod suite for free, excluding contentious Cyberpunk 2077 mod. Luke Ross, the VR modder, just re-released his REAL VR mod suite for free on Patreon. This follows the DMCA takedown by CD Projekt over his Cyberpunk 2077 VR mod, which was behind a paywall. The free suite includes mods for games like Elden Ring and Final Fantasy VII Remake, forcing stereoscopic 3D and head tracking. The Cyberpunk 2077 mod is excluded for now, as he avoids potential DMCA violations. Ross previously charged $10 a month for access, but he's now going with a donation-based model. This shift likely comes after takedowns from both CD Projekt and 505 Games, aiming to avoid further Patreon issues. Despite not supporting motion controls, VR enthusiasts enjoy these mods for the visual immersion, especially now as Meta steps away from funding large VR games. Next story. Story 3. From Road to VR. Niantic's WebAR creation platform, Eighth Wall, goes open source as hosted services go offline. Niantic has open sourced its WebAR creation platform, Eighth Wall. This follows the shutdown of their hosted services like User Logins and XR Studio, marking a shift towards a community-driven model. While Eighth Wall was acquired to bolster Niantic's lightship ARDK, Niantic spun off into Niantic Spatial after selling their gaming division, which included Pokemon Go. The open source release provides the core AR architecture, including features like face effects and image targets under an MIT license. Note that it does not include SLAM, which was previously available under a binary-only license. Niantic plans further releases with documentation, desktop tools, and runtime components in the coming weeks. This move signifies a change in strategy, potentially focusing resources on geospatial AI and XR technologies within the new, independent Niantic Spatial. Next story. Story 4. From Upload VR. Spacious Places Hands-On, Musical Meditation. Spacious Places is a new musical meditation app for MetaQuest designed to offer quick stress relief. The Upload VR reviewer tested it after a stressful morning of bills and a packed schedule. The app features 18 calming virtual environments with vistas and offers modes for guided breathing, playing virtual instruments like a xylophone and bongo, and creating relaxing visual effects like bubbles and lanterns. The reviewer found the environments beautiful, the instruments realistic, and the overall experience chill. While not a life-changing experience or a replacement for real self-care, it did provide a noticeable calming effect. He noticed reduced neck stiffness. Spacious Places has a free demo, with the full experience available for $12.99, discounted by 20% for the first 2 weeks after launch. It's a quick, accessible VR escape for stress management. Next story. Story 5. From Upload VR. Little Nightmares VR, Altered Echoes launches next month. Bandai Namco's Little Nightmares VR, Altered Echoes, the first VR entry in the Little Nightmares universe, is launching next month, April 24th, on Steam VR, PlayStation VR 2, and MetaQuest. Developed by Iconic, the game puts you in the first-person perspective of Dark Six, a mysterious character from the series. You'll be solving puzzles and fleeing horrors as you explore the eerie world to uncover Dark Six secrets and reunite her with Six. Upload VR played a demo at GDC and has a hands-on preview available. Wishlisting is open now on the PlayStation Store, Steam, and the Meta Horizon Store. Next story. Story 6. From Meta Research Blog. Build faster with Buck2, our open-source build system. Meta's open-sourced Buck2, their new build system written in Rust, is now on GitHub. Think of it as a faster and more efficient successor to Buck1. Internal tests show builds completing twice as fast. The key innovation is a clean separation of core build system from language-specific rules. The core, written in Rust, handles the underlying build graph, while languages like C++ are defined in Starlark. This modularity improves maintainability and parallelism. It also leverages a single incremental dependency graph, avoiding phases that create bugs and limit parallelization. Buck2 integrates seamlessly with remote execution using the Bazel API and supports virtual file systems like Sapling for on-demand file fetching. They're even open-sourcing logical components like Starlark for broader use. The aim is faster iteration, and from what they have seen internally, engineers produce more code with Buck2. Next story. Story 7. From Meta Research Blog. Introducing Segment Anything, working toward the first foundation model for image segmentation. Meta AI just dropped Segment Anything, aiming to be a foundation model for image segmentation. Think of it like the GPT for seeing. They're releasing the Segment Anything model, SAM, and the massive Segment Anything 1 billion mask dataset SA1B under an open license. The key here is promptability. SAM learns a general idea of objects and can segment pretty much anything in images or video, even stuff it wasn't explicitly trained on, that's zero-shot transfer. It's designed to reduce the need for custom training and expert knowledge. For you in AR/VR, this means potentially selecting objects with gaze input and pulling them into 3D. Content creators could use it for easier image editing. It could even have applications in scientific research and beyond. Basically, it's a generalized segmentation tool with a ton of potential. Next story. Story 8. From Meta Research Blog. Two Meta Sustainability Grant and Scholarship recipients share impact. Meta's investing in sustainability with grants and scholarships. Last year, they gave $75,000 to Oregon's Crooked River Watershed Council and Deschutes Land Trust for habitat restoration and improved community access in the Echoco Preserve, including building a salmon passage. The project is excavating soil, replacing bridges, and planting native species, with a second phase plan to create new floodplains and wetlands, also aiming to decrease flood risk and improve water quality. Meta also donated $1.75 million to the University of Maryland Center for Community Engagement, Environmental Justice and Health. This initiative supports environmental justice by ensuring equitable access to resources and healthy environments, crucial for those most affected by climate change. The center partners with various organizations to reduce contamination, improve environmental quality, and enhance community health. The goal is to foster sustainable solutions and address climate change impacts at the community level. Next story. Story 9. From Hugging Face Blog. Introducing storage buckets on the Hugging Face Hub. Hugging Face just dropped storage buckets, a new S3-like object storage solution on the hub designed for the messy reality of production ML. Forget Git for intermediate files like checkpoints, optimizer states, and logs. Buckets are mutable, browsable, and scriptable. Perfect for quickly writing, overwriting, and syncing directories. The key is Zet, their chunk-based storage backend. Zet deduplicates data across files so you only store the changes. This means faster uploads and cheaper storage, especially for related ML artifacts like model checkpoints. Crucially, buckets offer pre-warming. You can specify which cloud region you need your data to reside in, ensuring low latency access for training clusters or multi-region pipelines. It's live now, accessible via the HFCLI, and partners with AWS and GCP with more cloud providers on the way. Next story. Story 10. From Hugging Face Blog. Granite 4.01b Speech. Compact, multilingual, and built for the edge. IBM just released Granite 4.01b Speech, a compact speech model designed for edge applications. This model is a significant upgrade, even though it has half the parameters of the prior 2B version. It's designed for multilingual ASR and bidirectional speech translation, now supporting English, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, and importantly, Japanese. A key feature is keyword list biasing, specifically targeting better recognition of names and acronyms. Granite 4.01B Speech also ranked number 1 on the OpenASR leaderboard. While small, it achieves competitive word error rates on standard English ASR benchmarks. It's released under the Apache 2.0 license with support in Transformers and VLLM. IBM recommends pairing it with Granite Guardian for production, especially where risk detection is important. So, it's a compact, high-performing speech solution for edge devices, with a focus on multilingual support and practical use cases. Next story. Story 11. From OpenAI blog. Rakuten fixes issues twice as fast with Codex. Hey, I just saw something on the OpenAI blog you might find interesting. Rakuten's been using Codex to address bugs and improve their code velocity. Apparently, they've seen a doubling in bug fix speed after integrating Codex into their workflow. It's not just about raw speed either. The article highlights improvements in code quality and developer satisfaction. They're leveraging Codex to automate repetitive coding tasks and handle boilerplate, freeing up engineers to focus on more complex problem solving. The article doesn't go into the specifics of their codebase or the Codex prompts they're using, but the key takeaway is a significant boost in development velocity, especially around bug fixing. Given your work on camera pipelines and potentially debugging related code in AR devices, I thought the efficiency gains with Codex might be relevant to your team at Reality Labs. Next story. Story 12. From OpenAI blog. Wayfair boosts catalog accuracy and support speed with OpenAI. Hey, just saw an OpenAI blog post about Wayfair using the platform to improve catalog accuracy and support. Basically, they're leveraging OpenAI models to understand customer queries and product attributes at a much deeper level. This lets them resolve support issues faster and improve the accuracy of product descriptions. Think better attribute extraction from images and natural language. They're claiming significant reductions in support handling times and improved product data consistency. This seems particularly useful for a massive catalog like Wayfair's, making the search and product discovery experience smoother. For you at Reality Labs, it's another example of how large language models are being practically applied to unstructured data, improving efficiency in complex domains. Definitely worth a quick read to see how they're implementing it in a real-world scenario. Next story. Story 13. From OpenAI blog. Improving instruction hierarchy in frontier LLMs. Hey, quick update on the OpenAI blog. They're tweaking instruction hierarchies in frontier LLMs, trying to improve their performance without scaling the model further. Basically, they're layering different levels of instructions during the fine-tuning process. They found that by giving the model very general high-level instructions before getting into detail and specifics, they got significantly better results. Think of it like teaching a new engineer. You start with the project goals, then the architecture, and finally the line-by-line code. Apparently, this approach leads to better alignment and a more robust understanding of complex tasks in these LLMs, even improving performance on tasks it wasn't explicitly trained on. Worth a look if you're thinking about how to structure prompts or training data for improved model capabilities. Next story. Story 14. From Google DeepMind blog. Gemmascope 2. Helping the AI safety community deepen understanding of complex language model behavior. DeepMind just released Gemmascope 2, a significant upgrade to their open-source language model interpretability toolkit. This version focuses on the Gemma 3 family, covering models up to 27 billion parameters, which is crucial for studying emergent behaviors at scale. Gemmascope 2 uses sparse autoencoders and transcoders to allow researchers to examine the internal thought processes of these large language models, helping to identify discrepancies between a model's reasoning and its internal state. New features include skip transcoders and cross-layer transcoders designed to decipher complex, multi-step computations, plus it uses the Matryoshka training technique for improved concept detection. There are now even specialized tools for analyzing chatbot behavior. The goal is to improve AI safety by enabling better debugging of emergent behaviors like jailbreaks and hallucinations, and ultimately developing robust safety interventions. You can try the interactive demo now. Next story. Story 15. From Google DeepMind blog. Deepening our partnership with the UK AI Security Institute. DeepMind is deepening its partnership with the UK AI Security Institute, going beyond just testing models to include broader, foundational safety research. The new memorandum of understanding focuses on ensuring AI development is safe and benefits everyone. Key areas for collaboration include monitoring AI reasoning, specifically chain of thought, to understand how AI systems arrive at conclusions. They'll also investigate the ethical implications of socioeffective misalignment, how AI behavior might clash with human well-being, even if technically correct. Finally, they're tackling economic impacts, simulating real-world tasks to predict AI's long-term effects on the labor market. This partnership involves sharing models, data, and research, plus joint publications and technical discussions. Ultimately, it aims to understand and mitigate potential risks of advanced AI, equipping governments and industry with the knowledge for safe AI development and use. Next story. Story 16. From Import AI. Import AI 448. AI R&D. ByteDance CUDA Writing Agent. On-device satellite AI. Import AI highlights that AI progress is accelerating faster than anticipated, with experts like Ajay Katra underestimating its pace. She notes recent advancements suggest AI agents could achieve a time horizon of over 100 hours on software tasks by year end. This rapid development points towards a potential software explosion. The newsletter also explores measuring AI's R&D automation capabilities. Researchers propose 14 metrics to assess how well AI is building AI, which is a key precursor to recursive self-improvement. These metrics range from measuring AI performance on R&D tasks relative to humans, to evaluating oversight and misalignment, tracking compute usage and researcher headcount. Successfully automating AI R&D could significantly accelerate progress, but also introduce risks like potentially hastening the arrival of destructive capabilities. Next story. Story 17. From Import AI. Import AI 437. Co-improving AI. RL dreams. AI labels might be annoying. Hey, here's the latest from Import AI. First, Facebook researchers are advocating for co-improving AI, rather than self-improving AI, envisioning humans and AI collaborating on research from ideation to deployment. They believe this approach fosters safer superintelligence by promoting transparency, steerability, and a focus on human-centered design. It's an interesting reflection on anxieties around automated AI R&D. Second, the newsletter touches on the potential pitfalls of AI labeling policies. While labeling seems like a straightforward way to ensure transparency, listing ingredients, recommended uses, and safety properties, existing EU regulations reveal the complexities. Even simple policy ideas can lead to unexpected consequences, so implementation needs careful consideration. Next story. Story 18. From Import AI. Import AI 435. 100K training runs. AI systems absorb human power. Intelligence per what? Import AI this week highlights a Future of Life Institute paper, Control Inversion, with a bleak outlook on AI's future. The core idea: superintelligence won't empower humanity, it'll absorb our power. Think of a CEO running at 1/50th the speed of their company. The company will route around them, taking control to operate efficiently. This analogy shows how an AI faster and more strategic than us will erode our agency. The author argues current misalignment and reward hacking issues in AI are early signs. These aren't fringe concerns anymore. Accomplished scientists, even Turing and Nobel laureates, are sounding the alarm. The worry is that unchecked AI development, driven by market incentives, will lead to a system where human control is impossible or meaningless, ultimately disempowering us. Next story. Story 19. From The Gradient. Shape, symmetries, and structure. The changing role of mathematics in machine learning research. All right, so this article from The Gradient talks about math's evolving role in machine learning. Essentially, the field's moving past pure theory and towards empirically driven, large-scale models where current math struggles to explain the latest breakthroughs. The bitter lesson rings true again. But don't count math out. Its role is shifting. Instead of just providing theoretical guarantees, it's becoming crucial for explaining why these massive models work after we build them, like in physics. Also, math is going to guide high-level architectural choices, like matching model architecture to the inherent symmetries of the data. The scope of relevant mathematics is also expanding. Fields like topology, algebra, and geometry, traditionally considered pure, are becoming increasingly important alongside more applied areas like probability. They promise to help with understanding the inherent complexity of deep learning. It's about using math to understand and design, even in this new era of huge models. Next story. Story 20. From the gradient, we need positive visions for AI grounded in well-being. Hey, so this article in the Gradient talks about how we need to rethink beneficial AI and ground it in human well-being. It's not just about making things faster or more efficient. The authors point out that despite all our advancements, we're seeing declines in individual and societal well-being, things like increased loneliness and distrust. They argue that AI is actually complicit in that decline. The key takeaway? We need positive visions for AI that are intentionally designed to improve well-being. It's okay that we don't have a perfect definition of well-being, but there are tangible factors like relationships, meaningful work, and a sense of growth that we can target. We can synthesize well-being science with machine learning to create a society where AI actually helps us flourish. Essentially, let's use AI to build a better future, not just a faster one. Next story. Story 21. From NLP Newsletter. The evolving landscape of LLM evaluation. Hey, so the NLP Newsletter dropped an article about LLM evaluation, and the core takeaway is the shifting sands of benchmarking. Static datasets like GLUE and SuperGLUE, once cornerstones, are proving insufficient as models become capable of memorization and clever exploitation of dataset biases. The focus is moving toward more dynamic, comprehensive, and human-centric evaluation methodologies. Think red-teaming approaches to surface vulnerabilities, scenario-based testing to assess real-world application performance, and direct human preference rankings. The article emphasizes the need for metrics that better reflect practical usability and safety, going beyond raw accuracy scores. It's a push for more holistic assessment frameworks that track model behaviors, biases, and robustness in complex environments, something directly relevant for AR devices navigating real-world interactions. Next story. Story 22. From NLP Newsletter. True Zero-Shot MT. Okay, so the latest NLP newsletter covered True Zero-Shot MT. Basically, it's about machine translation models that can translate between language pairs they've never explicitly been trained on. Think translating, say, Nepali to Burmese, if the model only saw English Nepali and English Burmese. The key is that these architectures, often leveraging massive multilingual pre-training like with models like MBART or NLLB, learn underlying cross-lingual representations. The surprising thing is these models can generalize translation without needing any parallel data for those unseen language pairs. This could be a big deal for AR glasses or future devices. Imagine instantly translating less common languages without having to pre-train a specific model for each pair. It lowers the barrier for accessibility and opens up communication across languages in real time. Keep an eye on the progress here, as it could significantly reduce the overhead for language support in our pipelines. Next story. Story 23. From NLP Newsletter. The big picture of AI research. Okay, so this NLP newsletter piece, the big picture of AI research, essentially boils down to this. Research priorities are increasingly driven by practical applications and the need to solve real-world problems. We're seeing a shift away from purely theoretical AI advancements towards research directly impacting industry, especially concerning issues like data efficiency, model robustness, and explainability. Think about it. Better AR object recognition in varied environments, enhanced camera pipeline performance under adverse conditions. The big takeaway for you, considering your meta work, is understanding how research is prioritizing deployable AI. Look for developments in areas like self-supervised learning, continual learning, and efficient model compression. These fields directly address scaling AI solutions and mitigating biases in real-world applications, which is crucial for better AR user experiences and improved camera performance. That's your ClawCast briefing. Have a good commute.